line up and play football.
You get where you feel like you can rush the quarterback. You understand? Rush the quarterback.
Trib Live Radio presents the Mark Cavalli Show. What? Every Monday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. with your fresh Steelers reaction.
Not let that damn quarterback out of
it. I like it.
Football in shorts. We had a whole nice weekend of football in shorts over at Southside facility. Unfortunately, not one of those guys, if any of those guys, are going to be contributing this year for your Pittsburgh Steelers. This is Mark Cavalli.
The station. Can I count on you then as well?
I'd love it. We'll be on a vacation some other town by then.
But all right. Thanks again. How's everything in Albuquerque?
It's absolutely sunny and beautiful here.
Great. All right. Well, thanks again.
Historic North Shore. Or is this the north side? North Shore is to my right. The north side is to my left. And it's a nice sunny day out here. And we had 3 days of football in shorts. And people, let me tell you, people ask me this all the time. Who looked good? For the most part. Bud Dupree, number one, wasn't there for the first 2 days. Anthony Ciccolo, 6B, wasn't there for the first day. But there's still a lot of first-year players, guys, don't have a crude season. There's some tryout guys as well. So it's not all rookies that were participating there. And if you didn't know, in Cincinnati,
the Voodoo Lounge is one of the areas I oversee. I also oversee Ibar, the pool when it's in season, and our one of our venues, Lucky Strike, as well.
Wow. And you get paid to do this, Alex? I'm just curious.
It's amazing, but I do get paid. Oh, they do pay me here. I don't volunteer.
They're going to sign Terrell Pryor the entire time, but they would have signed him before the start of rookie minicamp. Terrell Pryor wouldn't have had 3 days of instruction for the Cincinnati Bengals because he would have been under contract and not able to participate due to the rules. Have him try out, knowing that they're going to sign him afterward, gives him that were kind of interesting and really had nothing to do with, if anything, to do with the players involved. Nobody's worth a damn. There's nobody on this roster that was in, what was it, 50-some-odd?
Bottle service reservations, table reservations, but we do have quite a few guests that walk up and experience Voodoo Lounge for the first time just by walking up.
Okay, amazing. So,
you know, one of the things I wanted to just again thank for the great accommodations. I mean, this we could not
stretch here, and I didn't see him punt once, but Jordan Berry, the punter from Australia. Now they got two Australian kickers, punters, but maybe him. He may have a chance of beating out Brad Wing. Other than that, what do you have? I mean, you really don't have much. The quarterbacks. Doug Williams Jr. with those tryouts did make the team. I mean, that was just announced recently, as in a couple minutes ago. And that would be they signed running back Cameron Stingley from Northern Illinois and defensive lineman Mike Thornton from Georgia. They got rid of Nigel Crawford. Kenny.
Oh, you got everything you need on WS Radio.
Wow. There you go. You can get plenty of great advice and learn how to use all kinds of toys and goodies and other things in the bedroom. And our first host, Crystal Bougon, has never done radio before, and she's just doing a...
These guys don't know a lot about these undrafted guys, so they bring them in. I mean, probably... Some of them probably sight unseen, probably guys they saw on film from last year. They bring him in. They come here, and they're like, uh-oh. I remember that a couple years ago with Terrence Garvin when he came in. They signed him off a tryout. We're out of shape, but they could tell that they weren't going to fit in. So that's why things like that end up happening. Steelers got a couple more weeks until OTAs. But this is the biggest thing I thought come out of rookie minicamp. And I'll go on my little monologue right now, diatribe, whatever you want to call it.
To get out of a traffic ticket next time and just unrobe.
Sorry, Erica. Yeah. I think they're about ready to throw me off the 50th floor here of the Voodoo Lounge.
Well, yeah. I'm sure they've seen their share of untoward behaviors in the Voodoo Lounge when it comes to sex.
Absolutely. And once again, at what time should people...
After the season ended. And that is the absolutely direct attention they want to put on trying to take the football away. And that comes with for the most part, interceptions. I guess you can say a little bit of fumble. Put together some of their offseason moves. That's definitely what they did when they drafted. I mean, Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin sat up there last week and told you flat out, production, production, production from these guys. He said, Golson, 10 interceptions last year.
Too, that they can get more information.
There is. And, you know, I'm going to let Lauren handle that for us.
Oh, reallasvegas.com, and you can click on Nightlife and check out Voodoo. And
reallasvegas.com.
Yep.
And click on Voodoo.
Yep.
Fantastic.
At Rookie Minicamp, you have to understand, Rookie Minicamp is mostly drills. They'll have some 7-on-7, but not as much as drill after drill after drills. And one drill that is new that popped up this weekend, which I have never seen, which makes sense because it makes ball away interceptions. They had, and Mike Tomlin was straight hands on here, man. He was no BS. And we had was the 11 guys on defense and one quarterback. And the whole drill was to anticipate where the quarterback was going to throw. Because nowadays in the NFL, it's sort of a rhythm.
For easy playback of your favorite movies. To learn more about Philips and Lighton Digital Solutions and the new Blu-ray disc format, visit them at www.lightonamericas.com.
The internet revolution is just beginning. If you don't have your own website,
anticipate where the throw is going. That's what the drill was. The quarterback would take three or five, I think he was taking five sets drops, and as soon as he turned his hips, opened his hips, the guys would then have to dart to the ball. You might not think that's a big thing, but it's never been practiced before like that. So if it's never been practiced, be able to turn the ball over, and it starts with picks. And let's not sugarcoat anything about Steelers and interceptions. It's not that very difficult to go back through the Mike Tomlin era and figure out interceptions.
Sending customers professional-looking emails that really grab them, then tracking them to see who clicked through. Plain old text email is your buddy sending you his latest joke. Constant Contact is your travel agent telling you about your next exotic getaway with eye-popping photos and a hotel.
2012, 10 picks, 27th overall. So the last 4 years, they were 25, 29, 27th, and 24th in interceptions. Barely getting to the double digits, with the majority of those coming from the safeties as well. You think about it, Cortland Golson had just as many last in Tomlin's rookie year. What 2 years did I leave out right there? Anybody know? If you're paying attention, you can hit that little space bar back if you're listening to the podcast. It's, which 2 years did I leave out? The 08 Super Bowl year. They won the Super Bowl. They were sixth in the league in interception.
For the hotel and all of our entities with our dining and our nightlife and you know, it's just
yeah, but you're moving between different properties, is that right?
Yeah, that as well. I mean, here at the Rio as well as Bally's in Paris. My other office is over at Bally's.
Wow. Hey, I just want to.
They figure, pick the ball off, we have a better chance of winning. And that's what they're going to do. That's what they were hammering this home like I've never seen this hammered home before. I can't wait till the day after Memorial Day to see when you apply that to the rest of the crew. The guys who have a chance sitting here right now on May 11th, 2015. May 11th, what are we now? 4 months away from the home or from the opener, give or take a couple days. The theme of this entire off-season camp into the season is going to be turning the ball over.
Hats here at the Rio, so yeah. We like to all get our hands in the cookie jar.
What's it look like if I were to open the doors where people don't go from the outside to see where all of this food and everything? What's it like? How does it all get in here?
It's extremely clean, of course.
Of course, yeah. Absolutely.
A little bit more of an organizational thing too, because you go back as early as January when Art Rooney was talking to some of the media members. That's what he brought up. We need to put pressure on the quarterback. We need to force pressure throws. It does work hand in hand, but in reality, you can't finish 24th, 27th, 29th. And here's another, finished 12th, middle of the pack last year. They won the Super Bowl. 2013, Seattle finished first in the league in interceptions. They won the Super Bowl. Baltimore, 19th. Baltimore was more of an anomaly. They had that big run through it. But for the most part, the Giants in 2011, sixth in the league. Packers, second in the league in 2010. Saints in 2009.
I'm one of those curious guys, and I mentioned it earlier to Alex, but when you simple is not easy. Simple is very complicated.
Yeah.
So when you walk into one of these, like your seafood buffet, and everything is beautiful, and there's 900 individual dishes.
Yeah.
Actually forcing this, trying to put this in your mind. We have to have interception. We have to be picked. We have to anticipate. You're just not going to sit back and rush the quarterback and get to the quarterback. There's no more of that. It's rhythm type of passing that you have to adjust to. You want to think, why didn't you adjust that or drop? And it's just like, whoa, what's going on here? A couple years ago, I think. You know, some things you just notice that you see so much repetition of, okay, they're having this drill, this period, go to this period, special teams period here. They're doing 12 plays. You know what's going on. And all of a sudden they throw something here and like, whoa.
To the restaurant. We have Rub Barbecue. It's our barbecue restaurant.
That's next to us here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about the motorcycle that's in front of it. It's so cool.
Yeah, West Coast Choppers developed a motorcycle that has a
smuggle. So all of a sudden in training camp one day, they're practicing against four-man fronts, you know, in team drills. That just doesn't happen. They did that to be mix things up a little bit. So when you see something like this, you know it's going to be an emphasis, and it's been an emphasis for a while now. That they just, at that point, I don't even think Deshae Townsend was starting. What did William Gay have last year? Just the three he returned for a touchdown? That's what they're hoping for this year. That's what they're hoping to do. But do they have the players to be able to pull this off? Whew, that's the question that
reached 6 inches of snow on the ground. It was beautiful.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
Debbie, tell us, what are you doing down there in Nashville with WS Radio?
Well, I was just listening to you guys, and I'm impressed with all the things. Now it'll help me know where to go and what to do when I come out to Las Vegas. That's cool.
You haven't heard anything yet.
But you see him picking off passes in rookie minicamp. You see Gerard Holloman, who is... I mean, I wrote a story about him, and I have some interview with him as well, with Sean Lemon, who's another little wild card type of guy, coming up here in a little bit on the show. Man, what a wild card he could be. And it's not like his backstory. Started only 1 year at Louisville. Had 14 interceptions. He was a redshirt sophomore, came out of as a sophomore, 14 picks. Jim Thorpe, a winner, award winner. Guy that's, lack of better terms, unwilling.
That'd be great.
So many people think it's just country music, but we are so much more than that.
Fantastic. Well, Debbie, it's been great talking to you. We've got a break coming up, so let's make sure we get together, and we look forward to a long relationship here and having some fun with WS Radio.
Thanks, John.
Picked to go in the first round in January by respected draft Nick Daniel Jeremiah to the Steelers, too. How do you go from 22nd overall to 239 in 3 months? Because he ran a 4.7, floating a pass up in the air. But very, very interesting to see how they go about things. And I asked Gerard Holloman, had a couple minutes with him, about some of that tackling issues. And like I said, he could be a wild card. That could be a position.
That's 800-600-1760. Start winning in business today. Go to corporatedirect.com for your toolbox.
Voodoo Lounge.
Come see Vegas from our point of view.
Ride the glass elevators 51 stories above the strip to the peak.
Very, very good. I ran into him and got him for a couple minutes this past weekend. Gerard Holloman, safety from Louisville, seventh round pick.
Talked to your secondary coach at Louisville, and he said, extremely smart guy, and that's where a lot of your picks come from. Are you the guy that, you know, studies, and that's what made you successful in college?
More the game when I'm coming into the field to play, really.
He said, you see it one time, formation, you know that's coming back. I mean, does that translate, you think, in the pros too? Or is it
I'm sure it translates in the pro. A lot of teams, even going up, a lot of teams like the one repetitive plays that's working. So I'm sure they're going to do the same thing in the pros.
Guarantee, if this is not the best product you or your loved one has ever used, we will refund your money, including shipping, and you do not need to return the product. Why would we offer such a guarantee? Because the product is that good. See for yourself at www.
Something that I pride myself to be the, one of the best in the game, so I know I have to come out and work, and God has a plan for me, so maybe he wanted me to have that tip of my soul.
I saw people projecting you in December and January as a first rounder, then you go to a seventh rounder. Does that make you mad, or, I mean, do you follow that at all? Tackling is not your strength. Do you? What do you say when somebody says that?
I don't really say no. I don't feed into that. I do what I got to do to make my team good, and I listen to my coaches, man. My coaches critique me now. I make my game more better off.
Why do you think that's brought up, though? Do you think there's anything to that? Or
Harrah's Las Vegas, as well as Imperial Palace, and right, yeah. Bills and O'Shea's.
Wow. Fantastic.
So you got to love Caesars. I mean, a history with Caesars.
Oh, absolutely.
Incredible.
Absolutely.
Incredible. And the other ones are fantastic. The
limited amount of titles I had this past season. The scheme I was in wasn't meant for me to be in the title. I was in the back end, so I'm really last line of defense. Had a great defense, so I really didn't get to be a part of the title situation that much.
That whole draft process, is that frustrating? Like I said, from December first rounder to where you went?
It's not really frustrating. It's long.
See, you're picking off a pass here already today.
Yeah, I'm just getting my feet wet a little bit right now. Still kind of getting used to the playbook. So I'm going to have, this is only my second day, being able to have to work with the new plays and the new system.
With 14 picks, is that something that,
we hope it's an extinct volcano because we live at its base. And my wife and I, after buying your book, decided we were so excited about this trail that went to the top of Black Mountain, elevation, I might add, 5,070 feet, that away we went 7 hours late.
And I expect to come out here every day and at least pick off one pass throughout the whole day's work.
That was Gerard Holloman, Steelers seventh rounder out of Louisville. You read my story in the Trib on Sunday. I talked to his, not every interview, but a whole bunch of NFL cities coaching. He was even Nick Saban's defensive back coach 2 years ago before going to Bobby Petrino in Louisville now. And he's coached people like Dion Figures. You remember him, Steelers first round draft pick back in, 92? He was, should I say?
Less than that, from where we're sitting here in the Voodoo Lounge. And I looked up on the side of this mountain, and you know how your eyes sort of plays tricks with you sometimes? You see something, and then all of a sudden your brain goes, no, that's not it. It's really, chocolate fudge or something. Well, I'm looking up at this hillside, and all...
Me or Doak Walker, Jim Thorpe, you know what I was getting at. But if the kid can tackle, I mean, he's had some injury with his shoulder. He had an injury with his shoulder his first year in Louisville. Told me was, man, the kid's very smart. He recognizes formations. He recognizes movement off of formations and what routes are run off of that. That scares me in a little bit because, as we know, the NFL could be a little bit more complex and they can disguise those things.
Yeah, the Spring Mountains.
Exactly, Spring Mountains, yeah. Just gorgeous up there. Absolutely spectacular.
Absolutely. You know, and we could talk like this all day long. Las Vegas has 100 different places you can see. Red Rocks and Mount Charleston. There's Valley of Fire.
I think there for him. So, like I said, it's not a big risk as a seventh rounder Steelers had. I'm not saying he's Donnie Shell, but Donnie Shell was undrafted, and he had 50-some-odd interceptions. Darren Perry was taken, eighth round, something like that. Ryan Clark was undrafted by the Giants, then went to the Giants and Redskins. The defense right now where you have to scratch your head and say, I'm not 100% sure at, it'd have to be safety because you just don't know what you're going to get with Shamarco Thomas, Robert Golden, Will Allen, all that. You just don't know. Another thing, am I crazy here thinking that we just rubber stamp?
What if this isn't proprietary or sensitive? How do you document that kind of detail when you're taking these hikes?
Wow, I think one of the challenges is you don't want to give people too much detail. You want to keep things kind of.
We may be overlooking a little bit. While there's potential there, and he did show he could play decent over the last month of the season, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to continue to do that right now. So coming up this year, I'm of course Tua's going to be in there, be your starter, but that's what you have to watch about. I mean, defensive end wise, Ethan Hemer. I mean, what do you really have behind him? So that's another one too. But I was talking about the interceptions earlier. I don't know. Should we go to break here, Josh, or should we bring Sean?
And you look up at the surroundings around you from time to time too.
Brian, tell us. Do you want to expand a little bit on the organization that you work for and talk a little bit about what they do and how they do it?
Sure. Well, Friends of Nevada Wilderness is a nonprofit organization, and
the one who had a pretty doggone good last year for, who did he play for? Calgary, maybe? I'll have my interview with Sean Lemon when we return here on the Cavalli Show.
You already know that Invisible Fence Brand creates happier homes where pets can safely play in the yard out of danger. But did you know we also have products to help your pets avoid bad behaviors with trash cans? To schedule a free in-home consultation, visit InvisibleFence.com or call 1-800-578-3647.
Now back to the Mark Cavalli Show on Trib Live Radio.
Welcome back to the show. It's wonderful Monday after
onward.org. And that's a great starting point.
Fantastic.
And feel free to forward people, and hopefully we'll be able to help them enjoy this beautiful day.
Brian, thanks for joining us today. We're running out of time here. I want to say thanks for bringing value to our lives and really just expanding.
Rant of the week here. It's just so many to choose from. This is mine rant of the week. It's also a little pet peeve. Somebody who's driving around in their little, Kia Rio or a little Ford Fiesta or whatever the hell they're driving in, those little smart cars, right? And it's a Tua Stiva wants to make a right-hand turn onto a road, and they feel the need to do the big swing. You ever get the big swing where they just come into your lane because they don't think they can make the turn in their little Ford Festiva? I swear to God, I bet you Ken Lehrer does that. There ain't no doubt in my mind. He does the Yinzer back in. There ain't no doubt in his
part. Let Professor Bill educate you. Receive 4 weeks for free of Bill's weekly newsletter and get the 5 essential rules for value investing immediately. Visit wsradio.com/pw. Investing involves risk, and you should consult your own.
And get in there. Not if you're in a little car. Not even if you're in an SUV. It's called power steering. It all has to do with driving. People are crazy driving. Somebody pulled out in front of me the other day. I was driving in the tunnel and people just go crazy. It's like you murdered somebody. You can't be doing that. You're changing lanes in the tunnel. Anything else, if you're on the main road, you can drive backwards and nobody cares. Don't change lanes in the tunnel. Somebody's going to be blowing their horn at you and flipping you off. Well, as I said, the Steelers roster.
Text email. No pizzazz. Just plain. Constant Contact is real email marketing for small businesses. It's sending customers professional-looking emails that really grab them, then tracking them to see who clicked through. Plain old text email is your buddy sending you his...
I don't know. It looks like to me that Breland Chancellor, wide receiver, first-year guy out of North Texas, is the one that just got whacked, according to the website, so it's not according to me. And I'm still going through it. I don't know who the other one is. Once again, does it really matter? Speaking of practice squad, Sean Lemon, even though he is, I think he's 26, he's eligible for the practice squad. Why? Because he's never been in an NFL camp or had an NFL tryout before. You're saying, why? Kid out of Akron, 25.
But we were used to absolutely outstanding first-class cabin food. The best that you can get, it seems to be in the Bay Area. And that included the great cheeses that are available there. So I was searching and searching and searching.
They got, like, the aforementioned Ian Wild, the Baldwin safety. He played in Winnipeg. They were able to get Sean Lemon. And Sean Lemon seemed like a more of a, yeah, there was more hoopla surrounding him maybe a week ago when they didn't draft two outside linebackers. They're probably going to get preferential treatment over him. That's what he did. He had 13 sacks. He played 3 years. He was all over the place, AFL, whatever, AFL. But Calgary, last year, hit the stride, 13 sacks, 8 forced fumbles. I believe they won the Grey Cup. He's a guy that's getting his first chance, and at the time they signed him.
You've been doing it a really long time, so we have lots of connections, and, you know, we're so passionate about great food, and so we, you know, spend a lot of time with the producers. We have a network of other small.
But this guy could be a player, because I call it, as I have an interview with him myself. We'll have a story in the Trib coming Wednesday, I believe, whenever I write it, I guess. But we're giving you first listen to it right now. But what I asked Sean Lemon is, if you remember the guy from Penn State, Cameron Wake, I don't think his name was even Cameron Wake at the time. The guy's made 4 Pro Bowls. He's basically set the standard for what any time a pass rusher signed out of the Canadian Football League, you say, oh, is he another Cameron Wake? Sean Lemon could be that guy. He's obviously a veteran, and I was able to run into him, and very smart individual. I like that about the man.
They might not make the ratings, but they're great little wines, especially in some of the regions in France. You can find some fantastic little wines that are really great values. And, you know, while we're the owners, we don't drink Cote Rôties every...
I mean, just a couple years, you talk about maturity, and it's a different game in the NFL, and the guys make a transition, and sometimes it takes a couple years just to be able to talk. But Sean Lemon, my conversation with him from Saturday.
Great coaching we had. You know, like I said, Coach Dubler, Coach Clay Brooks has played in the NFL. You know, he opens up a lot of doors for us. That's pass rushers. That's one thing that keeps you motivated. You know, every year the NFL's looking for guys that come from Canada. So, you know, just keeps you motivated.
Now, does it change anything that they brought in to draft the choice outside linebackers in your mind?
The good thing for me, like I said, playing over there for 3 years.
And talking to people that maybe have not had life experiences to really understand what good cheese is?
Well, yes, absolutely. It's, you know, all it takes is a little bit of willingness to try something new, maybe a little bit of curiosity, and
just understand the business aspect of sports, and it kind of helps you. Like, if you're a young guy, you're kind of looking at the numbers and stuff, but I know that if you go out and produce, you'll be on the field. Because looking at the team here, look, we got a lot of late-round draft picks, a lot of undrafted free agents that are actually playing here. So it's a good way to give you a fair opportunity.
So you're saying if you
to come in and contribute here, but you know the business aspect of it, just go out and perform, and somebody will always see you.
When you're in the CFO, is it always how am I getting to the NFL? What avenue can I take? I want to be there, or how's that?
I didn't think about it. You know, I thought about winning a championship, being a part of history, leaving my mark on the CFL. I tied the league.
Natives were a huge success. And, you know, we would love to sell anything she has in abundance.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to turn this conversation negative, Kristen, but I've got to ask you, where the heck is my ginger ale? No, come on. I mean, you know, we only have...
So you play within the scheme, and you're productive. If it's meant for you to meant to happen for you, it'll happen.
How were you so productive this past year where, you know, the first 3 years you didn't put up the numbers, so to speak?
Just growing as a player, getting a new D coordinator. Just gaining that confidence, taking every year and learning something from it, going back to the offseason and working harder than ever to try to polish my game.
That doesn't go over well here.
Yeah, I won't tell anybody.
Hey, good luck.
All right, thank you.
Take it easy. Good one. Well, he told us on Trib Live Radio his dog, his name is Dallas. Does that make you hate him a little bit more?
It's different than prosciutto, but it's obviously the same. uncured type of ham.
The Iberico ham.
Yeah, and I think the price was $156 a pound.
Not quite that
no?
much.
What
it was
$139.99
I mean, all of a sudden it got deep. It deep as in you're not going to make many decisions because when you draft guys, decisions usually take for themselves. Right now, out of these linebackers, which includes Sean Lemon, who are you getting rid of? Chickalo, sixth rounder. I could see him going. I mean, it's a... So... My goodness, I'm just trying to get updates here of who's on the roster of the Steelers right now. I was talking about the linebackers. I'll get to the roster here in a second of some more of the updates of people getting added.
I think it would really be some great synergy.
Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate that.
And I just want to say you've made our life a delight here. You people are, you know, we usually, as you know, Kristen, we come by just to talk and say hello. So you're part of our extended family, and we really love it.
Well, it's very mutual. Thank you.
All right. Well,
Sean Lemon could be, you know, a guy, Arthur Most, you're not getting rid of him. Shazier, Spence, Timmons, Vince Williams, Zumwalt. I mean, you're not keeping all these linebackers. There's like 14 of them. Last year, I think they kept 9. If that's the case, and I don't think you ever had a chance, Chicklow's 3. Who else are you getting rid of? Howard Jones, back to the practice squad, 4. Sean Lemon, gone. I guess that's a good thing, though. I guess that is a good thing there to have in depth. That's for roster updates right
now. Incredible, breathtaking view of Vegas.
Gorgeous voodoo dolls dance in their cages to help you get your groove on while you make your way down the winding stairway to the VIP couches.
Listen, dance, chill, and groove to the hottest DJs spinning the top 40 old-school hip-hop mashup in house for your...
I can't remember his name now. Colin Rarig, the... lineman from Indiana, Braylon Chancellor, a wide receiver, and they also got rid of long snapper Brandon Hartson. Nothing much thrilling about that whatsoever. Of people they're getting rid of, it's, you know, it's, who cares? That's what I keep saying. Who cares? There's something interesting coming out. I'm trying to get your people. I threw a tweet out there. Or
threw a lot together since 1879. In those days, they spoke a little more formally. But our mission statement remains the same.
Our mission is to aid our members and their dependents or beneficiaries by providing with certainty and promptness a substantial sum.
You open it up with a letter opener? Sent out a tweet. NFL Network is announcing their top 100 players of 2015, which means it's the upcoming year, voted on by the players, which is 80 to 81. And I've been informed a Pittsburgh Steeler will be on that list of 90 to 81. Who do you think it's going to be? This is who you figure is going to be on the list, right? AB, right? Antonio Brown, Ben's going to be on it. Le'Veon Bell's going to have to be on it. You would
sneak peek, Photo Marketing Association.
Right.
And 6 years ago is when we did our first remote broadcast. It was this broadcast. We've doing it 6 years in a row.
What is it?
It's the Photo Marketing Association. They have a sneak peek where they bring in the latest technology.
My Twitter account, and I'm getting... I'll just run these down through you right now. Then I'll ask you, Josh Taylor, who you think number 80 to 90, what, 90 to 81 is. I get Timmons, Pouncey, Ben, Pouncey, Timmons, Hayward, Timmons, DeCastro. There's one. Le'Veon Bell, Pouncey. Come on, Max. He's higher than 80. Timmons, Cortez Allen, or Mike Mitchell. Somebody's trying to be a wise guy. And then you got the Jack Lamberts, the Mike Adams. You got a lot of wise guys coming in here. Timmons, Harrison, Heath Miller. I would say probably Lawrence Timmons, just for the fact.
I was really interested because here we are. We're moving out across the United States with radio stations. As you know, this is WS Radio Las Vegas. And sitting next to me is Chris Murch, who's the founder and president of WS Radio. And it sounds, I may be wrong, but it sounds like...
Now, the Sports Showdown thingy 2 weeks in a row now. Last week you went against me and I kicked your butt. This week I guess you kicked Chris Buzzsaw Adamski's butt. Who is it? 80 to 91, Steelers.
I'm going Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward. Do you think he has that name recognition? But do you like Cam Hayward to be in that top 100?
I can make the same argument about Lawrence Timmons.
The only difference there is the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl, it's all of a sudden, okay,
yeah.
Now he's in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he's in the Pro Bowl. But it's hard for five techniques to get that recognition like Cam Hayward.
Oh, you're dropping five techniques and three techniques?
I'm dropping that. And for what Cam Hayward did this year, 7.5 sacks is a five technique.
Their interest, their enthusiastic interest.
Wow, so does this cover the whole spectrum of motorcycles or just, you know, dirt bikes or what, anything in particular, any specialty?
No, it covers the whole spectrum. And the idea is actually we look at it on the basis that they can find anything of interest relevant to motorcycles.
Kind of question about whatever, you know, what type of technique he plays. Sometimes he's zero, you know, whatever. He looked at me and interrupted me and said, man, I go right or I go left. My job's not that hard.
Sounds like Casey Hampton.
Oh, do I miss Casey Hampton. And I'm just trying to think who else it could possibly be. DeCastro's not going to get any no right. No. Maybe Pouncey. I think it could be Pouncey.
It could be Marquise Pouncey.
You know, they give nobody respect on the offensive line like that.
I don't expect O-line to be considered among the top 50 players, so it could very well be Pouncey.
Do you watch his stuff? I don't.
I used to. I watch him now to see...
verticalinformationportal.com, which will then enable people to log onto the one site and then be able to spider out right across the whole of the development area of all of these different VIPs. So in effect, as an advertiser or as a marketeer, you might be able to log on to a specific site.
Josh Gordon, the one time Josh Gordon was on that list.
I wonder if you'd still do that today.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Oh, man. Still more coming in for DeCastro. Heath Miller, come on, though. I wouldn't believe that he would be even in the mix here. Who are we talking about here? Heath Miller?
5 years ago, you could have made a case for Heath.
That's a hard – I mean, it's hard to say right now. I mean, you imagine Watt, right?
J.J. Watt. That's Antonio Brown.
He's going to be top five?
He's in my top five.
Top five.
Top receiver in the league right now outside of – and the thing is, he was top receiver last year because Megatron was hurt. I'll acknowledge that. But Antonio Brown's in my top five. I think he's
– to read magazines, and we all still do. But what does happen is that the marketing directors of businesses and developing profit centers want to be able to sit back and say, right, well, where am I getting the return from my spend from? Where is the best response for my
– Yeah. What quarterbacks, though, are on that list? That's the question. You can't put Peyton Manning there.
No.
I don't think you're putting Brady there right now. I mean, no. this was done months ago, so it's not like anything now. This was during last year that it was done, so it's not like get a piece of paper and write down your top 50 people in the league. Not last year, this upcoming year. That's not the easiest thing in the world to be able to do. I don't even know who. Last year was number one was Peyton Manning. Last year, this was.
And newspaper, the efficiency of cutting down trees, converting it to paper, all the energy is that so much continues the need to go to the internet just for the energy savings alone. And people want it now. I mean, we were talking about
Manning. Manning crapped a bit down the stretch. Calvin was hurt. Brady, I guess, okay. Adrian Peterson didn't play. And McCoy, Mr. 2000, struggled.
And got traded.
Then you got Drew Brees, Richard Sherman, Jamal Charles, A.J. Green, Jimmy Graham. Last year, J.J. Watt was 12. Joe Thomas at 18 last year.
A lineman made the top 20. Wow.
I don't know. What I always thought was funny was with players come up to me and say, well, the reason why I didn't make the Pro Bowl is because you guys. I'm like, buddy, we don't vote for the Pro Bowl.
Com, and you mirror it exactly with all of the other vertical information portals that we're developing. So the next one that will come out will be in a blue color. It will have the same type of formats. And the good thing with this format is that if you look at all the different modules within it, like, for instance, the freeze frames.
I complain about, look to your left. Be honest with you, I don't even know if one person ever, I don't think I've known anybody that really voted for that. If it is, it's only one or two people per. One or two people per, I need, I think he'll fall. I think he'll,
What did you name drop?
No, that's why I'm a little confused. I'm all confused. That's why I'm like a little confused here, trying to get something set up with the man who, grew up down the street.
Well, it means high-quality audio and video for your computer and your big-screen TV. Thanks to a new partnership between Philips and Lighton, or PLDS as I like to call them, because the world doesn't have enough acronyms, gives them access to hundreds of Blu-ray patents. Lighton has a long...
You're at baseball games all the time. Come
I was
on
actually
now.
Out of town over the weekend. I was visiting with my lady and her family for Mother's Day. So.
Don't you... Yeah, let's speak about Mother's Day. My goodness, I was on the run all day yesterday. This mother, that mother. When you're a mother, when you're a newly minted father slash mother, it must be the end of the show. Keep an eye open for this great Sean Lemon story, and I guess you might want to keep an eye on this possible Terrell Pryor story that I just probably gave away right now. So. Until next week, and I don't think there's going to be
$4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all. FreeSpiritWebsites.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. FreeSpiritWebsites.com. Your one-stop shopping on the internet place.
Apples and oranges, night and day.
Player interviews coming up this week. If it's from the aforementioned, that's twice I used that word today, Cam Hayward. I'm hearing rumors of a couple players being available this week. The Steelers don't get back on the field until the day after Memorial Day. And that will be OTAs where everybody's going to show up. I mean, they won't be there every single day.
Henry Roengartner.
He's talking about terrible sport movies. There's another one right there. Henry Roengartner. All right, we'll see you here next week, 2 to 3 p.m. We'll have some more stuff for us to talk about. And hopefully it's not about rookie minicamp. We'll see you next week on Trib Live Radio. This was The Cabali Show.
Forward to talking to. He's with another radio.